Nolte, nearly $1 million raised for family of admitted child killer Lindsay Clancy. By John Nolte on August 18, 2026. Because Lindsay Clancy is an attractive, affluent, college-educated white woman from the East, she has garnered an outpouring of sympathy, mostly from leftist women, after admitting to murdering her three children. Does anyone honestly believe that an overweight, tatted, working-class mom living in a house trailer would receive the same support and sympathy from these same people, much less nearly $1 million raised for a family fund? Of course not. Based solely, it seems to me, on tribalism, based solely on recognizing some of themselves in this admitted child murderer, a GoFundMe account has raised almost $1 million for a family fund, something these same people would never even consider doing for a woman who worked at Walmart and had car parts strewn across her lawn. Lindsay Clancy does not deny she sent her husband off to run errands, premeditation, on January 24, 2023, so she could murder Cora, 5, Dawson, 3, and Callan, 8 months. Nevertheless, she still claims she's innocent by reason of insanity. This insanity defense is based on postpartum depression and ultimately, postpartum psychosis, either due to or exacerbated by a large number of medications. When her dramatic trial on triple first-degree murder charges began on July 27, Reddington acknowledged in opening statements that his client killed her children but argued that she shouldn't be found criminally responsible for the deaths because she was struggling with postpartum depression after the birth of her youngest child, Callan, in 2022 and suffered from psychosis and hallucinations exacerbated by more than a dozen medicines prescribed by doctors. After the murders, Clancy loaded up on pills, cut her throat, cut her wrists, and jumped out of a two-story window, an act that has permanently paralyzed her from the waist down. Knowing all this, we are still witnessing legions of mostly awfuls, affluent white female urban liberals, not only defending Lindsay Clancy, but some even claiming that Clancy didn't commit the act of killing those kids, something she has admitted to. And now Lindsay Clancy supporters have gathered online to raise nearly $1 million for her family. I'm not going to link the fundraiser, here's the pitch. In January 2023, Lindsay Clancy was accused of killing her three young children in their Duxbury, Massachusetts home. No, not accused. She has admitted to killing her three young children. The Musgrove Family Fund is for the two people who have remained at her side through every step of what followed, her parents, Mike and Paula Musgrove. For more than 3 years, Mike and Paula have shown up for Lindsay. They have attended her court proceedings and relocated from their Connecticut home to Massachusetts so they can be close to their daughter. Paula is retired. Mike is a photographer. They have spent years absorbing the travel, lodging, and living costs required to remain close to their daughter, drawing down savings they spent a lifetime building. Nothing about this fund asks anyone to share their view of Lindsay or the criminal case. It asks donors to recognize the extraordinary financial burden her parents have carried simply by continuing to be present, the pitch continues. The purpose of this fund is to help Mike and Paula rebuild the financial stability they have sacrificed over these past 3 years. The fundraiser is pretty clever, working around GoFundMe rules banning the use of its site to raise money for people charged with violent crimes. The purpose of this fund is to help Mike and Paula rebuild the financial stability they have sacrificed over these past 3 years. Contributions will help cover the accumulated costs of travel, lodging, living expenses, and other family expenses arising from their continued support of Lindsay throughout her case. Mike and Paula are the named beneficiaries and direct recipients of the fundraiser through GoFundMe. The fund was established with their knowledge and consent, and Lindsay's attorney, Kevin Reddington, is aware of it. I have great sympathy for the parents of a child accused of a horrific crime. It's the comments left by some of the donors that I find appalling. Lindsay is not only the victim, they suggest, but she's the Rosa Parks of postpartum depression. One thing is clear, Lindsay was a good mom and she loved her kids. Wishing her and her family peace. Please use my donation to better investigate Patrick's role in this tragedy. Thank you. Lindsay, please know that you are not alone. There are millions of people who love you, support you, believe in you, and are standing behind you, and I'm one of them. God bless Lindsay and her beautiful children. if anything comes from how viral your daughter's case has gone. I hope that someone creates Lindsay's Law, which makes it the law to ensure any mother who is suffering symptoms of PND/PPP receives all and every single resource available in her area. I'm sorry for your tragic loss and grateful that Lindsay's case is bringing light to a difficult issue. So much love to Lindsay, Paula and Michael, red heart emoji. Your family has been through multiple lifetimes worth of suffering, and I am so sorry. I hope you know how much awareness you have brought to women's health, and how much change you will inspire. Although completely unfair and in no way justified, your suffering will help prevent the future suffering of countless other families and individuals. Get a load of this. What we have here is the next new thing for neurotic leftist women. From DEI to transsexuals to Fauci to Ukraine to protecting rapists from ICE to pro-Palestine to a woman who strangled her 3 kids to death. But just remember this, all other things being equal. You drop Lindsay Clancy in a rural Alabama trailer park, and the awfuls wouldn't care one whit.